You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
The Blurred Nerds podcast is sponsored by Sweatpants and Coffee, home of the Real Anxiety Blob. Find them on the web at www.sweatpantsandcoffee.com. You're listening to the Blurred Nerds podcast, part of the ESO Network, brought to you by GBTV and the Geek Ventures.
Welcome to the Blurred Nerds podcast, ladies and gentlemen, and other fine folks. This is Little Bit.
And this is an irritated geek father.
And it is time for episode 257. He'll get to his irritation in the second half of the show.
You got to stay tuned for that, folks.
Which is hysterical to me. Because we're watching two completely different shows.
No, we're watching the same show. No, you just have a different perspective on it than I do. Because I'm coming from a different experience than you are. So.
Yeah. But we're going to, this first half, we're going to be talking about basically the bloodbath that has happened.
Let on the culling begin!
The TV landscape this past week. In anticipation of next week's upfronts, which we know some of the shows that are coming and been picked up, not a lot. Well, there'll be a ton of news coming out next week, but basically, a lot more shows got canceled than people were expecting. So let's start out with the CW. Now, the CW, it's a little bit different than the other networks because, you know, the CW is about to be most likely sold to Nexstar, and all of its other partners are getting out. So WB and...
Yeah, WB and Paramount.
And Paramount, because they want their properties to be on their own streaming services. So the CW is basically a victim of, one, being sold, and two, the fact that it had all these partners that were also in the streaming business, because before the CW made money by licensing all of its shows to Netflix. Right. Well, now that
license has expired
and now that
it's not been renewed,
all the partners that CW had are Netflix competitors now with their own streaming services. There's, you know, there's no reason to keep those shows because absolutely, they're not going to make money off of them anymore. So,
and then you've got, the Warner Brothers under new ownership, under Discovery banner now, and Discovery isn't exactly itching to renew a lot of these shows, these DC shows. They're axing a ton of them.
Well, but it's also if they're not going to move them to HBO Max, they don't see the reason to keep them.
Well, yeah, exactly.
And you know,
especially if they're not like connecting with audiences.
Yeah, I mean, HBO Max has picked up and moved DC shows from other networks. You know, case in point, Pennyworth, that it took from Epix, and the next season of Pennyworth will be moving to HBO Max, and it's being funded by them. And that's already a batshit crazy show, so there's no telling what that show's going to be like with an increased budget. So that will be interesting to see, but
you gotta wait and see, I guess.
Basically, canceled at CW is Batwoman, Legends of Tomorrow, In the Dark, Legacies, Dynasty, the 4400 reboot, Charmed, Naomi, and Roswell, New Mexico.
Cut them all down, man.
He's like, that's
it's like murder out there, dudes. Just bodies, just show bodies dropping everywhere.
Which I want to say that's over half of the shows they had airing.
Yeah, this would be the first time that a Vampire's Diaries type show won't be airing on the network, you know, in the following season.
In like 14 years, like that. Yeah.
And they're down to, well, the only DC shows they have are Superman and Lois, The Flash.
Yeah.
And that's basically it. So, I mean, the Arrowverse has, it's effectively dead.
Wait, you know, and it went like, I could theoretically see HBO Max picking up Legends of Tomorrow down the line if there was like a big fan outcry I mean, I haven't seen that happening as of yet. You know, there's no big petition being circled around, but it is the one show I could see HBO Max being interested in just because it's so weird. And the other DC shows that HBO has are weird, like Doom Patrol. Yeah. And even Titans to a certain degree. You know, I think Legends could fit in there.
It could. I think what saves Doom Patrol is that it's on HBO Max, so they can really kind of go to the very edge and show some really fucked up shit.
Yeah, but you got to remember, they didn't start there. They started on that.
They started on their own independent
DC universe thing. Yeah. And so did Titans.
Which folded horribly because everyone was like, this is dumb.
So, well, I think didn't even Stargirl start over there? Or was it announced for there but didn't premiere?
It
might have
been, it did premiere on the CW, but like what they're doing with Stargirl and Superman and Lois is that they'll premiere on DCW, but then once I guess the season is complete, they'll just air over on HBO Max without the commercials and everything.
Yeah.
Which I'm thinking eventually they're just going to transfer them over to HBO Max, you know, to begin with.
Well, yeah, they'll put I'm sure they'll put the previous season because I'm pretty sure Batwoman is already previous seasons is already on there.
I mean, some of those shows I could tell they were just not long for this world. I tried to watch the 4400 reboot and I was just absolutely bored out of my mind over the first episode. Like, it was so dull and problematic and just was bad.
I would say, like, I think I got through the first season of the Charmed reboot and then got bored.
Yeah. I mean, the amount of TV and movies we watch these days, we just kind of have, like, a sixth sense now for stuff. You're like, you either know it's going to be good or you're just like, no.
Well, it's not even a matter of knowing it's going to be good. It just at some point, you got so much limited time if you're not hooked. And, you know, I do try to give shows at least 3 episodes.
Right. My rules, 4 episodes, and if I'm not hooked by then it's not happening. But some of these are just like you said, I'm watching so much stuff now. I'm like, you don't get me if the first couple episodes, I don't have time to keep going.
Like, and I did start watching Naomi. I saw a lot of promise in that show. It's you know, aimed to a much younger audience than me, but as a, you know, like a teenage type show.
Right.
I thought it was really interesting. So I think that's a bit sad to have that go. I'm still waiting to see what happens with Kung Fu. Because Kung Fu is a show that has moved to HBO Max. That's where I found it. But it was airing at the same time on HBO as CW. So if CW doesn't decide to keep it, I do hope HBO Max does, because it's super cheesy in spots, but I also think it's really well done. And I think it's a perfect fit on HBO, you know, with them already having Warrior on there. Give me more shows with great fighting. And
no, and I want plots. More Kung Fu, yo. Put me up with the Kung Fu. Yeah, well, I mean, CW isn't the only network that's been cutting things. Like,
now, granted, a lot of these other cuts, I've never even heard of half of them. So,
yeah, they canceled the renewed Magnum PI. I know that's been canceled. They canceled,
and that was after season 4.
Yeah, they thought they were going to get season 5 because I know they talked to the star of the show a while back. He's like, "Oh yeah, we're good, we're golden," and it's like, "No, maybe you're not." Oops. And I know ABC canceled Queens. I watched a little bit of that and I was like, oh, this is going to be canceled.
Let's see. NBC canceled Keenan.
I know. I kind of like Keenan. It was kind of finding its footing. But
yeah. And before, I don't even think this first season is finished airing. They also canceled Endgame with the actress from Firefly.
Whose name I can't recall right now either.
Yeah.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
So she played Inara. Inara Sarah. But I was watching it and I was like, I don't usually like this type of show, you know, because it's not sci-fi, but there was tech sci-fi. So I was into it. But now I'm not going to go finish the season because it's going to end on a fucking cliffhanger.
Yeah. And CBS has canceled All Rise That's actually moved to own Oprah's network. They canceled Be Positive, thank God, because Dialysis, it's a show about a guy who, you know, goes into kidney failure and has to have dialysis, and his neighbor ends up offering her kidney. And I'm like, that's not how that goes. As someone who's in dialysis, that show was bullshit. It's one of those Chuck Lorre shows. I was offended by it, actually. So Be Positive was canceled. Bull, Clarice, Good Sam.
Yeah.
How we roll.
And United States of Owl.
Yeah, and SEAL Team was moved to Paramount Plus exclusively. That's been actually renewed for season 6, but only on Paramount Plus.
That's it.
And Fox canceled The Big Leap. I was really hoping that was going to get a second season. I actually liked that one. And as we mentioned, NBC canceled Kenan. They canceled Manifest, but season 4 is set to air on Netflix.
Yeah, which we already knew that was happening anyway. Right. That was announced a while back.
Mr. Mayor got canceled. And that one was actually starting to get funny, but it was just kind of too late for it. Marina Baccarin. That's her name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, the axe has fallen on the heads of a lot of shows, man.
And then Hulu decided not to renew MODOK.
Yeah. That's literally the last non-Marvel Studios show or, you know, that was on the air. So, but because you can see that coming with, you know, Disney wanting to get all the Marvel properties under one roof.
You know? Well, now that Disney, you know, until that Disney made this change, it was understandable to move something of that type of adult humor onto Hulu because, you know, they own both of them. But now that Disney finally decided, oh, we're going to do the age restriction.
Parental controls, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, they moved all the Netflix shows over there. Well, yeah, now it doesn't make sense. If you're now going to have your adult material on there, unedited, except for, you know, stupid edits like immemorials, then it doesn't make sense to put it on Hulu, even though you do own the same, both of the companies. And we have gotten, you know, we have gotten some renewal news. The Conners has been renewed. I never watched it. Big Sky.
It's actually better without Roseanne Barr, which is weird to say, I know, but it is. It is a better show.
Let's see, Big Sky got renewed, I think, for season 3 or 4.
Home Economics got renewed.
And Big Sky has been on my queue. I just haven't started it. But I know Jensen Eccles from Supernatural was on the previous season, and he's been upped to a series regular for the upcoming season. So now I'll have to, at some point, watch it because he's in it. Because now that he's not on Supernatural, he's able to be on all sorts of fucking shows. and they renewed the Wonder Years, which is surprising considering that it was announced a week and a half ago that they fired Fred Savage,
for being inappropriate on set.
Which we don't know what happened. But
Kevin Arnold was doing bad stuff.
Well, if you go by previous reports, it basically just sounds like he's got a temper. And makes inappropriate jokes.
Well, I was doing bad stuff. He was being a dick. Yeah. Like, come on, man. Come on.
But he was.
He wouldn't like that, bro.
I think he was. He was a producer, but also the showrunner. Maybe.
I hadn't heard he was a showrunner.
He had two different roles on it.
But the show started slow, and I was like, I don't know about this show, but actually, it caught on. And it's actually, I hit its stride, and it's pretty funny. There's even a sweet, poignant kind of connection to it and the original show.
So a lot of people thought it was not going to be renewed because of his firing. So
yeah.
Other
things renewed on ABC are A Million Little Things, Abbott Elementary, which is very funny. Obviously, all the reality crap.
Reality's cheap.
It is cheap, and it brings in viewers. The Good Doctor, which has been renewed. Grey's Anatomy for season 19. Okay. Holy Moly, that's a golfing kind of thing.
It's cheesy, but I've seen it. I put it on when I'm working on something and don't need to pay attention.
Yeah, when you don't need to use your brain.
Yeah.
The Rookie has been renewed. So,
and I think the its spinoff has been announced now too with Niecy Nash. I think Niecy Nash is the actress.
I don't. Oh yeah, yeah. They did a backdoor pilot with her. She was applying to be in the FBI, and she was like in her 40s, like, you know, Nolan's character is. So yeah, she's an interesting character. We'll see how that goes. And Shark Tank, Station 19.
Which I'm happy about Shark Tank. I like Shark Tank. It is my Saturday morning with my coffee tradition to watch it on Hulu.
let's see what these people come up with and what gets backed and what doesn't.
I have bought a few Shark Tank products and been happy with them. So, but yeah, I do like seeing the ideas people come up with.
Yeah, the rookie spinoff is called The Rookie Feds. So that'll be coming up for next season. CBS renewed obviously The Amazing Race season 34. Blue Bloods.
I think Survivor's on season like 45 or 6 with its renewal.
Yeah, that's a lot of television. Yeah,
but to be fair, Survivor shoots like 2 to 3 seasons a year.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a lot. That's a lot of episodes. They got Bob Hart's Abishola, CSI Vegas, the reboot. Though season 2 will be without Will and Peterson and Georgia Fox, but Mark Helgenberger is supposed to be returning. The Equalizer, the new reboot with Queen Latifah. Got all the FBIs have been renewed for 2 seasons each. FBI, FBI International, and FBI Most Wanted. Ghosts, which I got caught on too late.
Hilarious. We knew that one got an early renewal. So yeah.
NCIS season 20, NCIS Hawaii, NCIS Los Angeles. Boy, police procedural. CBS knows how to make them, doesn't it? The Neighborhood, Secret Celebrity Renovation, Survivor, SWAT, Tough as Nails, and Young Sheldon.
And some early pickups over at the CW. The Supernatural prequel, The Winchesters, has officially been ordered to season. The Walker prequel, Walker Independence, as well. And Gotham Knights. They are the only 3 pilots to be picked up by the CW this year.
And they've renewed All-American, the spinoff All-American Homecoming, The Flash, Season 9, Good God, Why, Let It Die. Kung Fu has been renewed. Master of Illusion, Nancy Drew, Penn and Teller Fool Us, Riverdale, Superman and Lois, yes, and Walker, and World's Funniest Animals. And yeah, there's also, to go back to CBS, there's an interesting new series for next season that I'm curious about, True Lies, which is adapted from James Cameron's 1994 movie.
Because, so, you know, we just need to
come up
with original ideas.
Yeah, original ideas. What are those?
Like spinoffs, I can understand. I understand taking something like Supernatural that was popular for so long and spinning that off to a prequel.
Or like The Rookie, making a show that's sort of, it's got threads connecting it, but it's going to be all different kind of thing on its own.
Yeah, and I don't watch the Walker reboot, but if it's that popular, I guess there's room for a prequel.
It's CW level, but it's actually not bad. I watch it and I kind of enjoy it. I'm not gonna lie.
Another new show announcement we got this week is that Married with Children is coming back, this time as an animated show for some reason. But all original stars are signed on. So Katie Segal, Segal, Ed O'Neill, Christina Applegate, and David Faustino.
He is a tiny human. We met him and interviewed him once, and I was like, towered over the guy.
Okay, to be fair, you're super tall.
I'm 6'2". That's not super tall, but I get it.
Yeah, I'm 5'2". I'm 5'2", so...
But
it's currently being pitched to networks and streamers and is getting strong interest. But so no news on where if it will indeed be brought to series, and if so, where it might land.
And on Fox, they've renewed Bob's Burgers, So obviously the movie is coming out on the 27th.
Well, Bob, the one place where Fox actually dominates is their animation.
Animation domination. That's why they call it that.
Yeah.
The Cleaning Lady, Duncanville, which I don't think I've ever seen. The Great North, actually, it's quite funny. Hell's Kitchen, Housebroken, Lego Masters, Master Chef, Next Level Chef. And So You Think You Can Dance. So basically, Fox is like, we renewed two scripted shows, and the rest is all reality.
Well, to be fair, I don't watch all the Gordon Ramsay shows. Like, I think I stopped.
They should just rename the network to Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, I think I stopped Hell's Kitchen around season 5. I do watch MasterChef. I really enjoy that one. And I enjoy their spinoff with the kids, MasterChef Junior. And I watched Next Level Chef, its first season, when it aired a few months ago. It's all right. But, yeah. You know, he's popular, so I understand.
Oh, that, yeah,
you
he know, is.
Give him all the shows he wants. And technically, So You Think You Can Dance is, it hasn't aired in 3 seasons because they, you know, at the beginning of the pandemic, you know, they're like, we can't
have people just all close to each other, breathing on each other and whatnot with the virus going around. That's
although crazy. There is controversy because it's being brought back, but not with the like original judging panel, like Nigel Lithgow, I think, who is also the executive producer and the one who created the show. He's one of the judging panel. He was not told he was not being brought back as a judge when they made the announcement.
That's
and we don't even, I think at this point, know if Kat Dealy will be brought back as the host. But as a former competitive answer, I really like that show. So I'm happy to get another season. I hope they don't change it too much.
Yeah.
But, you know, I get why. Like, we all understand why reality TV is popular. We don't always agree with the type of shows that are popular. And, you know, we do watch some of the train wrecks, but not a lot of them.
Some of the train wrecks are too train wrecky to even bother with.
Yeah, so I like seeing the, you know, the competition shows that aren't evil and cutthroat. You know, it's kind of like So You Think You Can Dance is kind of like British Bake Off, where, you know, they don't show everybody being mean to each other.
Yeah, that's never been an aspect of those reality TV competition shows that I enjoy. I like this, the Big Brother and Survivor kind of stuff. I'm like, this is just them being shitty and backstabbing each other. It's not fun for me to watch.
I do watch both those shows, but yeah, when it starts getting that dramatic, then I'm like, I watch them after the fact. I don't watch them live, so I can just fast forward through everyone being
you're like, dick. Watching them live, it's just too much anxiety.
Some of the episodes of Survivor, I don't watch them having conversations at all. I just fast forward to the competition, and then I
want to see people fuck up. That's what
I want to see what rewards they get, who wins immunity, and then watch who gets voted off. I don't need to see y'all being dicks to each other at camp.
I get enough of that in real life. I don't need that TV show. And NBC, so we get to them. They've renewed American Auto, which is, it's actually pretty funny. The Blacklist, all the Chicago shows.
Which I cannot believe The Blacklist is still airing.
I know. I'm like,
I like the show. It's good. I watched the first
like 3 seasons of it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I just kind of fell off because I was watching it on Netflix and I'm like, I got other stuff to watch. And I just kind of forgot about it.
Yeah,
and
I got distracted.
It's still on?
And I'll go
I don't even think the original star, FBI lady, is still on the show. I think it's someone else now. It's weird. It's basically the James Spader show at this point. But Chicago shows, Fire, Med, and PD have all been renewed. Grand Crew, which is actually, it's a show that's kind of came out of nowhere. It's been renewed. It's quite hilarious. It's like a Friends kind of show, but they're all black, which is nice to see. My people represented on TV. You got La Brea, thank God, because I couldn't handle if that was gonna get canceled. I'd be like, not another cliffhanger.
Well, you guys are sticking with me. Let's put it this way: the show is not really that good.
It's not.
But we watched it.
Probably didn't deserve a renewal. No,
but we need to see what stupid explanation they're going to come up with.
Exactly. I want to see what pseudo dumb science they come up with to explain how they got where they're at.
Because I watched the whole first season. You better give me some fucking answers.
Explain yourselves, please. So we got the Law and Order renewals. Law and Order.
Although one of their new shows did not get picked up, which was surprising. I can't remember which one. They had a new show, another entry in the Law and Order.
Well, they've got Law and Order Organized Crime, which is awesome because Christopher Maloney is a badass. Law and Order SVU. I don't know what other Law and Order you're talking about that didn't get picked up.
I saw it briefly mentioned and I didn't save the article. I was just trying to find it where they were like, surprisingly, this one didn't get picked up. And I was like, well, maybe they finally realized they have enough, you know?
They've got New Amsterdam, which is going to conclude with season 5. It'll be a shortened final season. That's my jam. And Young Rock, which is one of the best things on TV. Have you watched it?
No. It's
basically about like...
I have Peacock now. I know what it's about. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just haven't...
If you folks don't know, it's basically kind of a show where Dwayne Johnson, aka The Rock, kind of takes us back to like his formative years, and the show jumps around between him being like a little kid, a teenager in college, and like starting his pro wrestling career. And the best part about it is the actors and the people they get to portray the real life, like wrestlers, these folks are on point. Like the guy they got playing Andre the Giant. And, you know, just if you're familiar with wrestling and you see the guys they pick and the way they portray them, you're just like, all this shit is spot fucking on. And it's hilarious. So I'm glad that got a renewal.
Amazon renewed Upload for season 3, which, you know, it's a quirky little streaming show. Yeah. I enjoy it. Season 2 was not as good as season 1. I hope they get back to form for season 3.
And Amazon also had announced that the Jack Ryan show will end after season 4.
I think, yeah.
Season 3 is yet to premiere, but they're wrapping it up. So I guess this is a good sign, folks. It's going to wrap up, and it's going to give John Krasinski time to shoot Fantastic Four. I'm calling that right now. He's already been cast. All I'm waiting on is his wife, Emily Blunt, my bae, to sign on as Sue Storm. Please, baby, please let it happen, universe. Let the geek gods let it happen.
Let's see. And we, not in renewal news, but in premiere news, we now know when Disney Plus's She-Hulk series will premiere. That will be on August 17th of this year. And
brother, wait.
We know summer. We are getting more than 6 episodes, people.
Thank God, man.
We are just like WandaVision, it's going to basically be 30-minute episodes, but we are getting a 10-episode season, which I think that's the longest of any of their original series have gotten.
But they're only 30-minute episodes. I guess they're going hard on the comedy.
It is a aspect of it. Yes. But still, 10 episodes is you know.
I know it's like groundbreaking for them.
Yeah, and I
like they'll have time to actually create a full story.
But also, it's not what every single show they've aired. It's not like every single episode is the exact same amount of time. It's just,
we're going to get more like 34 minutes. And the next one is like 56 minutes.
And then a random 28.
You're like, oh, good Lord, guys.
Give me my 2 minutes back.
No, but I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I'll be interested to see how Tatiana Maslany.
Yeah. She's a great actress. And it would be.
She's fantastic.
Yeah. But and then we're gonna have by the time the next episode of ours rolls around, we'll have gotten through the TV upfronts. So I'm sure they'll
May sweeps will be done, and then the series finale, you know, season finales will come,
and summer season shows start.
I've cried out all my tears for This Is Us.
But it's about time for us to take our first break here on the show, and get ready, because you're going to have an angry geek father when we come back right after these messages.
If you were a monster kid growing up, if you enjoyed Saturday mornings watching Monster Movie Matinee, or staying up all night watching the midnight feature, then Monster Attack is the podcast for you. We not only look at classic old monster movies, we share our experience growing up as a monster kid. Join us every Monday for Monster Attack.
Sponsored by Sweatpants and Coffee, the blanket fort of the internet where comfort rules. Look for their anxiety blog, Comfort and Encouragement Journal, available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. Find them on the web at www.sweatpantsandcoffee.com.
And we're back.
We are back.
So let's get your anger out of the way. And we had even said at the end of last episode that we would be discussing Halo this time.
Yes. I dropped my displeasure and dislike with the show in the closing moments of last episode.
Yeah. So you, and what it boils down to is basically, let's put it this way. So you've played the games, you know, the story of the characters, of how the games progressed, whereas like I'm aware of the games. I have seen gameplay. I know, you know, of some of the characters. I know Cortana, I know Shepard. But I don't know the lore. I was not aware his helmet had never been removed and that you'd never seen his face.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the way the character is portrayed in the game is like he's kind of a generic everyman, because they, you know, when you're playing the game, you want the gamer who's controlling the person to kind of feel like they are the one, especially in a first person shooter, that they're the one, you know, that's in the suit doing the killing and all that thing. So they made Master Chief this kind of hulking, kind of barely speaks, kind of enigma, really. I mean, it works for video games, which I understand why it would work for a television show. I'm not upset that they've had him take his helmet off. Maybe they've had him take his helmet off too fucking much, because as an example, The Mandalorian, I mean, he barely took his helmet off the first season, and that shit was amazing.
But do you think they would have gotten too many comparisons
if they left it on? I don't care about comparisons, because Halo was around long before The Mandalorian was. He had taken his helmet off in the games, and no one was comparing the games and the movie. You know, it's comparison's going to happen. I mean, if you do it right, it would have been fine. You could have still had it be like a situation where he keeps his helmet on, but you do like an Iron Man type situation where you show inside the helmet, you show the heads up display, and you show his face, and that way you could have him emote or whatever, you know, or, you know, maybe have him just do better body language acting so he doesn't have to take his helmet off as much. But it's like, he'll put his helmet on and then he'll be on for like 2 minutes and he'll take it off and then he'll put it on. Like, why the fuck are you putting it back on? Just leave it off or leave it on. It's like when you were a kid and you kept going in and out the fucking house and your mom was like, make a fucking decision. You either stay outside or you stay inside. Quit going in and out because you're fucking up the air and you're heating up the house and you can make my air bill all fucking expensive and shit. That's what I'm talking about. Like, it just keeps going on and off. And it's like, okay, fine. I get it. You have to show his face because it's a TV show and you have to show his emotion. Fine, whatever. And then it's like, you change the original Spartan team that he was working with, you know, the ones that he kind of grew up with, and they went through this training from the age of 6 years old. He's totally different Spartans, Silver Team, which is fine. If he's engaging...
I guess that's where the Silver Timeline comes from.
Right. So if he's engaging with them, and he's like, has a relationship with them, and they explored, like, you know, them being raised from 6 years old to be these killing machines and how they feel about it and how they discover, you know, how they're being manipulated and used, that'd be one thing. But it's just, fuck, there's no urgency in this show. Like, they're supposed to be fighting this battle against this overwhelmingly technologically advanced force, aliens, Covenant, who feel like mankind is like, it's their religious cult. And they feel like mankind is like a blight on the galaxy and that we need to be wiped out because their religion tells them that we need to be wiped out. So they're just killing us indiscriminately and glassing planets and just taking out entire colonies, entire planets. So there's this, supposed to be in the games, there's like this sense of urgency of like, holy shit, we have to send these Spartan soldiers out. They're our only hope to save mankind. So Master Chief has to go out there, him and his crew have to go out there and whoop some ass. And that's what the whole game is about. You and your armor and your weapons and your killing Covenant and your whooping ass and you're fucking taking it to them. And the show, they're just like, they're just plodding along, acting as if they're not in imminent danger of extinction, okay? And they're dicking around with themselves and there's such infighting. And the UNSC, they're like the bad guys and humanity's terrible. And they're spending so much time dealing with Catherine Halsey and her backhanded betrayals and how everyone's trying to stab each other in the back. And it's like, hello, you have an alien for wanting to wipe you out and you're too busy fucking stepping on each other's dicks to care about it. And it's just moving so slow. There's barely any fucking action. When there's action and they're shooting and stuff's blowing up, that's Halo. That's like, yeah, hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about. But when they fucking slow it down, then it's just like, what the fuck is this? And then they go and change the sheer absolute nature of the Covenant to their core. Covenant don't like humans. Then why do they have a human captured and they're training her to be this freaking, I don't know what she's supposed to be.
They've explained why they have her.
Yeah, but the thing is, they don't care. In the game, they don't have humans. It doesn't matter. They would just destroy them. Like, period. There's no reason. That shit was added to the show just for bullshit reasons, whatever. And okay, so she's this human, is raised by the Covenant, so she gets...
Because she has powers.
Right, because she touches this fucking artifact thing, and then, woo, magic stuff happens. Her and Master Chief are the only two that have this connection. And it's like, oh, since they have this connection, you know, obviously, let's make them fuck. Because that's a reason for them to, like, make out. Like, it's like, I don't have a problem with Chief getting some, like, cool. But it would have been much better if, say, maybe he had, one of the female Spartans, the other Spartan who removed her emotion, you know, blocking chip from her back right above their booty cheeks. I don't know why they're showing so much booty cheek in this show, but whatever.
Because it's streaming and it can be adult. And they want you to see how hard they worked on those muscles.
I guess so. Yeah, look at them, man. We've been doing glute workouts forever. Look at our ass cheeks. Tight. So I'm thinking she removed her emotion chip too. So maybe they could have had like there be a thing between her and Master Chief.
Hey, but at least like, it wasn't the chick from Magical. What is that planet called?
The subplot. Magical.
Our subplot.
I will get into that in a second. But okay. So Chief in episode 8, like I'm already just like on the fence with this show because I'm like this. Episode 7 was a whole entire Quan Ha episode, and I couldn't stand it because Quan Ha is a terrible character. She's unlikable.
Okay,
she's...
to be fair, I think her in episode 7 was the best episode featuring her because we got those desert witches and, saw some more mystical shit happen.
But spraying perfume on a pile of shit, it's still a pile of shit. It just smells like a perfumey pile of shit. It was still bad because Quan Ha is a bad character by nature. It's like,
let's be clear, not the actress.
I have no issue. I'm not saying like, oh, don't have Asian characters represent. That's not what I'm saying. Don't get me wrong. That's not at all. She's just written poorly, which makes her annoying.
The tribe is interesting to me, and the mystical stuff they have going on.
Every bad characteristic you can think of in a character that would make you hate them, she has it. She's brash, she's pushy,
she's whiny.
Like when things don't go her way, she just fucking throws a fit
and she doesn't seem to realize understand the enormity of the situation.
Right.
The
she doesn't whole understand galaxy's the level in and complexity of the danger that she's in and that she's putting other people in.
And she thinks she can fight Vern Gorman's army all by herself.
And it's like, and she has a stupid haircut. It's like the dumbest thing I've ever seen on a person. So she's terrible. And so they force us to watch her, and every time they cut to her, it's just like it slows the show down even more. It drags it, grinds it to a halt. And the whole episode 7 did that, and it was like, oh, I just skipped it. I just skipped through the whole episode. So episode 8, I'm like, okay, let's redeem ourselves. We're getting near to the end because season's only 9 episodes long. And, you know, then, of course, the chief was like, hey, look at this alien spy that we kind of captured. And she's like, you know, of course, she's an attractive young woman. Oh, hey, look, she's, you know, a spy, whatever. You know, he goes from thinking she's the enemy, you know, she was with the Covenant, to, hey, she's looking pretty good. Let's bone, you know, and it's like he wouldn't do that. It's just fundamentally something he wouldn't do. I'm not saying he wouldn't have sex. I'm saying he wouldn't have sex with an enemy spy, man. That's stupid. It's dumb. And you have them have this romantic connection and they bone only because they're the only two people in the galaxy who touch this freaking artifact thing and make it work. That is a stupid, dumb, poorly written reason to connect them two romantically. Okay, that is just wrong. That's like having two people connect and get all romantically hooked up because they're wearing the same sneakers. You know, it's infuriating, man.
They did show them having a spiritual plane experience together.
They connected to the artifact. It's like, I don't, you know, give me a little bit more than that, man. You know, or, you know, if you're going to do that, don't have it be with the alien spy, because it's like, and then she goes from, oh, you know, I've made out with the Master Chief. I'm in so much love. I think humans are great, because they went on a walk and it was like a romantic kind of nice walk, and it was trees and whatever. And she was like, oh, maybe he's not so bad after all. And then her and Chief bone, she's like, I'm feeling good. I think I'm going to save humanity. And then like they come in, something happens, and Halsey's, you know, talking to her in her room. And the guard comes in, is like, who are you talking to? Like, and he just like looks around for a minute and walks out. I'm like, motherfucker, what are you doing? You heard her talking to somebody. Couldn't you have like questioned her, grilled her? He's just like, okay, nothing's going on here. Let me walk back out so the plot can continue. And she continue talking to Halsey. Well, they catch her, whatever. She tries to explain the situation. Like, Halsey's trying to fuck you guys over. And she's trying to like do a coup. And they're like, no, you're evil. You're bad. You're the enemy. And they, so they start like giving her the pain stick, which immediately throws her back to her childhood when she was a slave and they did the same thing to her. So then she immediately was like, no, humanity's bad again, and I'm going to give up the location of reach to the Covenant. And I guess that's how they're going to display the fall of reach, which happens in the games in an entirely different manner. So I'm just like, it's just fundamentally at its core to me. I'm not saying anyone who enjoys the show shouldn't continue to enjoy it. I'm just saying to me, it fundamentally is just so far from the Halo that I had hoped it would be, and that I was thinking it would be, that I've been waiting for on a screen for 20 years since I played the games. And it's just so far from that. And it's obviously from my tone and my rant, you can tell I'm frustrated. It's let me down so much, and I'm just, oh.
And now on the flip side of the coin, me not being somebody who's really familiar with the story of the game, to me it's had some decent plot lines, some weak ones, but overall I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed it as a person coming into it with no real knowledge of what's going on from playing the games. I think the actors they've chosen are good. His name is escaping me right now. The guy who's running the, I guess, rebel town that's connected on all the asteroids, who's protecting the chick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, what's his name?
He's been in a lot of stuff. Like, I really enjoy him in the role. I think he's actually, as annoying as her character is, I think he's the perfect foil to it and kind of is our audience viewpoint.
Bokeem Woodbine is.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So he's our audience surrogate, where he's like, you were fucking annoying and making stupid decisions and you would die without me here to help you. yeah. So it does feel like, in a way, that they knew people were not going to enjoy this character. So he's there to step in for us to slap her around.
Yeah.
Metaphorically, and, not really abuse her.
And there are parts of it. I don't hate on the whole thing. It's just.
Okay. You got to have your rant.
I'm sorry. No, I know. I stopped myself because I'm interrupting you. I'm sorry.
So I found most of it intriguing. I don't like how we keep bouncing around. I get that, you know, we have to have flashbacks from his childhood for him to realize that he's been lied to and that there's like memories fucking missing. But I wish, as often is the case with shows that we see with flashbacks, like that one Netflix show with the superheroes, we were half in the past and half in the present.
Oh.
And then it got canceled
miserably.
Yeah. I'm like, show me that. I want to understand you don't need to do the first season with all the, you know, being in the past, but like, I want to see that story from the beginning and how it happened. Jump through the years of the kids growing up, you know?
It's kind of the same thing with like a Book of Boba Fett, right? They did the same thing on that.
Yeah. It's just, it gets to be, some flashbacks are okay, but when you start spending big chunks of each episode, it's like, okay, pick a timeline in this episode and let me see the story because you're interrupting me to be able to follow the story by jumping around. I don't understand why the magical subplot needs to be such a big part of season one. I understand having it in there, but when we only have 9 episodes, how some story is not going to be even remotely finished, you know? Because that's way too much to get through. Also, I just hate Bern Gorman's face because he plays bad guys so well that anytime I even see him announced for the cast, I'm like, well, he's going to be the dick. He's the character. He's the bad guy.
Fuck that guy.
Because he does it so well. But I hope it gets renewed. I like the special effects. I'm into the story. I think they need to streamline it. But as I was telling you the other day, I don't know if this is due to fan backlash or what, but the producers, writers have now come out and said, and are like really going out of their way to clarify this, that they are now, they call the TV show the, can't remember the exact term, but it's basically the Halo Silver timeline. So it's their version of Star Trek's Kelvin timeline, where, you know, there's characters people know, but they're not going to act the way that people expect them to from, you know, established lore, I guess, because they're saying they wanted the game story and the TV story to be able to exist in parallel to each other and not affect each other in any way. So I don't know if that's because games are still going to be made or because they just wanted to be able to tell a completely different story. They just want people to stop complaining. So.
Well, the games that they'd be telling the story of have already been made. They've been out for 20 years or, you know, anywhere from 20 to 10 years. They wouldn't be telling a story that they'd be altering. I mean, they wouldn't affect those stories. Now, if they try to just tell something going forward, you know, past Halo Infinite, which is the most recent Halo game, that's a different story. I mean, you don't want to affect that. I get, you know, them having to change to, you know, Silver timeline, Kelvin timeline comparison, but you still, like, even in the Kelvin timeline, there are just certain core aspects of the character, their characterizations that you just wouldn't change. You wouldn't dare change. Like, you wouldn't have Captain Kirk be like, you know what? You wouldn't have him be banging Klingons, you know, because it's like, traditionally, he's hated Klingons because, you know, to his core, you know, you wouldn't have Spock running around the ship cracking jokes and, you know, being like a jokester because that's just not Spock. So there's just certain things about characters, the core, that you don't dick with because that's when you raise the ire of fans like myself.
I don't know, but again, maybe they're banking on more non-fans watching it than fans.
And that's probably, I mean, I get that.
Because again, like, me and quite a few other people in your comments when you're complaining. Like all of us that aren't game fans, you know, there's a lot of us that have enjoyed the show and we know nothing about the games except basically that it exists.
And that's been the persistent comment from everyone who likes the show. Is like, I haven't played the games or I'm not familiar with the games, but the show, I like the show. And I'm like, that's fantastic. I mean, I'm glad that people out there like it. And I understand why they did it that way, because there's a larger non-gamer audience than there is a gamer audience. You're trying to make a show that appeals to the largest common denominator, which is, you know, non-gamers. Obviously, there are more of them than there are gamers, even though there are a lot of us. There's still, the general audience is going to want to see just a show not related to the game, because, you know, you don't play it. I get that, but it's still... I don't know. I'm just frustrated and I'm just torn because I'm, you know, there's going to be another season and I'm hoping.
Oh, they have renewed it?
Yeah, as far as I know, it's supposed to be, there's supposed to be another season. So I'm hoping episode 9 shows me, you know, what I'm hoping to see, you know, the all out battle and the kind of desperation that they should have been showing from episode 1. And then maybe season 2, they take, you know, people's criticisms and they gather that up and just do something about it. And what distressed me when I found out is that all the people, the writers and producers responsible for making this show, hardly any of them, maybe even none of them, have any experience of playing the games. It's like, I would hope that the people responsible for making something would at least be familiar with the source material. I mean, you don't even have to play it. Maybe you could watch.
Okay, sure. To be fair, we have plenty of TV shows and movies that have been made based on properties where the people doing them have no fucking clue what it is.
Yeah, and it's a lot of them turn to crap.
It's just what happens.
I know, but then you get the ones where people are familiar with it, and a lot of times they turn out golden because...
And then they don't get renewed.
Yeah, but that's not their fault. Like, you know, Why the Last Man didn't get renewed, you know, not because of, you know, anything creatively, even though people might say so, it didn't get renewed just because of money issues and the pandemic. And it's just a bunch of bad coincidences.
Hey, to be fair, there was fans that were upset with the changes made to that too, because that's just it's the way fandom works.
I know. I try not to be one of those ranty fanboys like I just was, but this one is just, I have such an affinity for it. Was, you know, in the years of my, you know, my late teens, early 20s, where it was just kind of, you know, my early 20s, Halo and the Xbox, and it's just being a gamer, it was just a game that brought, you know, me and my friends together, and it was camaraderie, and you're playing the game on co-op mode, you're playing the campaign, you're working together, and it's just, it's the fond memories, and it's just been waiting since they announced years ago when, what's his name, the director who did like District 9 and
Elysium. Neil Blomkamp.
Yeah, where Neil Blomkamp was supposed to be direct a Halo movie, and he did that Halo short, and I recommend folks going to look it up, like you watch it on YouTube, and it's like a battle scene between like Master Chief and like the Covenant, and it's so dope, and he did it so well. And I was looking forward to that, and they canceled that. And it was like, oh, they're doing a TV show. And so it's just my anticipation for something has just, I guess, nothing they could made have probably could have lived up to the hype.
I was going to say, like, as long as I've known you and all the different properties we've have come out in that time, I really think it just boils down to you're not going to enjoy any property that's based on a video game you've played. That's not true. You don't like Resident Evil?
I don't generally enjoy zombie movies.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter what zombie movie it is. I'm not a huge fan of zombie movies.
No, you've said Resident Evil stupid.
It is stupid. But I watched the movie Uncharted and I enjoyed that one.
Well, right. See, whereas I know a shit ton of the fans of that game, you thought it sucked.
I enjoyed it.
And I can already see when The Last of Us finally comes out, it's going to be another big-ass divisive situation.
If that one disappoints me, I probably should just give up on video game adaptations. Because I'm like, if HBO can't put out a Last of Us show that is badass and dope like the game is. Like I'm hope like I it's the game.
I would just say just lower your hopes for right now.
I adore that game and I'm just I should agree with you. I should be like, little bit is right, Geekfather. You should lower the expectations.
Well, that way, if it's good and follows the, you know, the game beats that you want it to, then you can be like, oh my God, this is awesome. Somebody finally did it. You know, instead of
I'm eternally hopeful that one day someone will nail it. Because I mean, eventually it has to happen eventually, right? You know?
Well, whereas to me, apparently I like all the video game movies. You know?
Well, that's the thing.
Like you Monster Hunter, I thought was great. I wish they would do a sequel. I like the Warcraft movie. I wish that was getting a sequel. I don't like the Mario Brothers movie, but I don't think anybody does unless you're four.
I feel like the Hitman movies, both of them were just dumb.
Obviously, I enjoyed them, especially the one with the Timothy Oliphant as Hitman. Dug it. Really dug it.
I guess that's just kind of the argument that, you know, it's been for years that video games just tell their own specific story and their own genre that they just don't transfer well to TV and film.
And again, to me, they do. Like, shit, the Final Fantasy movies, they're just some of the best genre movies I've seen, whether they're live action or not live action, if they're the CGI type computer animation. Like the one that dealt with Gaia, The Spirits Within, I think it's called. Or if you're going to the straight up animated ones, like I love all the Final Fantasy movies. And I've only played one of the games. So I don't even know half the shit they're talking about, but I think they're so well done.
I'd tell you one thing that I have watched recently that it's blown my mind, and I'm sure you'll agree, it's not video game related or anything. It's Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
We don't have time to just break down that movie.
I know. We should break it down in the next episode. I know it'll be late, but I think it's one of those
groundbreaking, mind-bending movies. When the fall conventions hit, there's gonna be at least, I predict, 10 people with hot dog fingers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I didn't think. I was like, this is weird, but it just works. I think that movie I watch is I already think it's going to be a Best Picture nominee. It is so good.
It should, yeah. But that is indeed a conversation for another time. But what do you think about Halo out there, folks? Are you big into the games, like the Geekfather?
And like, are you into like the games and enjoy the show? Are you like me, it's just like you
yeah, love maybe the game, you're the show? Maybe you're the perfect person to have this discussion with the Geekfather. If you are big into the games, but also enjoy the show, and you can accept the alternate timeline excuse. Or are you more like me, where you just enjoy odd genre stuff?
Or
no, not even odd. I'm just happy that it's on Paramount and not on linear cable with a cut budget. I'm glad it's not on the Sci-Fi Network.
I think they could throw a little more money at it.
Well, I think they, if you're saying it's been renewed for season two, it's going to get more money because we had the same thing with Star Trek.
Could use some work.
Yeah, we had the first thing with Discovery, the first season, where it was like, yeah, look at the Klingons. Klingons look much better after the second season. Yeah.
And I think in the next episode, we should talk about Strange New Worlds also.
Okay. But speaking, I'm glad Paramount has a genre show that's not Star Trek. Don't get me wrong. I love all the Star Trek, especially Picard and now Strange New Worlds. But I do like having a different type of sci-fi show to watch on there.
Maybe I would like the Halo show if it was, say, it wasn't Halo. Like if all this was happening, but it wasn't a Halo, like they branded as Halo, then I might like it. But the fact that
maybe start trying to watch it with that in mind. Just forget.
I want a Halo show, so that's always going to be in my mind. I'm sorry. No, I'm terrible. I'm sorry, but
it's terrible. It's terrible.
That's terrible, man. I'll tell you what. That show, our Halo shows are so bad. I'll tell you what.
As always, folks, we appreciate you spending an hour with us, and we hope you'll tune in again when we're back for episode 258. But until then, y'all take care out there.
And I promise I'll be far less disgruntled. And
you can't please promise that.
I'll try.
It's so much try. Fun because you're about to watch the finale of Halo this coming week. So.
You're right. I'll do my best. I'll rein it in. But until then, please don't forget your pillow.
Pillow.
I'm Drew Leiter.
And I'm Cletus Jacobs.
Join us weekly as we journey into DC's infinite frontier.
We discuss DC news, comics, television shows, movies, and more.
Earth Station DCU is part of the ESO Network. Check us out where fine podcasts are found.
The Blurred Nerds podcast is proud to be sponsored by Sweatpants and Coffee, the blanket fort of the internet, where comfort rules. Find them on the web at www.sweatpantsandcoffee.com. You've been listening to the Blurred Nerds podcast, a member of the ESO Network. Join in on the nerd fun by following the Blurred Nerds on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also check out our sister channel, GVTV, on YouTube at Geek Ventures Television. Have comments or show ideas? Want to hear more? Subscribe today, join us on our social media channels, or send us an email to theblurrednerds@gmail.com.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping at the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.